tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and good morning to all of you just waking up. Yeah, it's time to get up among them. Okay, and today is also the day before July 4th. Okay, but tonight is the Red, White, and Boom. My goodness. And the Columbus media has been bent over backwards promoting it. And, of course, a lot of people from Marion will be filling the highway to Red, White, and Boom tonight. Oh, probably this afternoon. It's amazing, isn't it? People love to see the explosions in the air. And they're all, you know, they're not that much different, I think. Now, tomorrow night, the Crawford County, July 4th, will be at Rockets and Bombs. We'll be at the Crawford County Fairgrounds after dark. Been there every year for the same time. Okay, and of course, we have our Marion fireworks about the same time. And what can I give you today? What would you like to know? We were talking a little bit about Buckeye, or about Depot Sales earlier. And I bought a knife at Depot Sales years ago. I mean, this was many years ago. That knife is worth three times what I paid for it. And I've never used it. I've kept it in its sheath. I might have taken it to Canada. Maybe I did. But I it doesn't show any use at all. But it is worth three times as much. Now, am I going to go out and sit along the street and say, hey, you want to buy my knife? No. I want to know the name, the company that built that knife. Depot Sales sold them. That's where I got it. What kind of a knife is that? What brand? Now, that particular brand has a symbol of a knife being, let's see here, what was it? Something pounded over a knife, showing them to be indestructible. Okay, what brand? And I asked this question, I think, last year and got an answer. So I'm waiting on you. Okay, what's the name of that knife? It's a very well-respected company, not some cheapo Chinese knife company. Now, this is real stuff. And I think they are sold at Menards. Yes, in fact, they are sold at Menards. Yeah. It's a beautiful knife. You know, it's what you call a hunting knife. Yeah, it's black and silver. Beautiful. It's almost where you'd hate to use one and get it messed up. But it is certainly sharp. And I guess I keep it as a collector's item. And when I'm gone, somebody at an auction will say, hey, there's one of those knives. I think I get that. Okay. Let me see. How about another question here? I ask you, but no one knows. I guess I don't really expect people to know. What was the title last year of the Michigan slogan. In other words, what was the Michigan slogan to get you to come to Michigan? Yeah, it was a kind of a two-word thing that was very meaningful. What was it? Do you know? Probably not. Okay. Or what was the brand of knife I'm talking about? A black handle and silver stripes running down the black handle. Yep. Bought it for, I think I bought it for about $20 originally, and I thought that was a lot of money. But I saved it all these years. And it's worth three times as much. Okay. Let me see. How about a festival? I'm trying to find here. Yeah, okay. Here's an easy one. You can Google the heck out of this. What city in Ohio has a yearly apple festival? What city in Ohio would you find the apple festival? Yes, there is a city in Ohio about halfway down. Well, it's a little bit more than halfway down the state. I've been to that city on my bicycle twice. Have experienced a tremendous climb in downtown. I once bought a glass when I went through that town on my bicycle. Kept it for years. And wouldn't you know, I've dropped it one day. It was a glass in the shape of a tree trunk. Yeah, a good glass. Okay, what's the name of the city? Their water tower has an apple painted on it. That's right. What city has a yearly apple festival? 7403399944. It's 1124. Okay, you know, I really enjoyed talking about, you know, the Campbell family and Roberts family and others. It's nice to recognize people long before they're gone, of course. And I used to enjoy talking to Harry out at the Depot Sales. It was worth going out just to see Harry. And that was some time ago. Wow. In another era. Harry was very much involved in LaRue and the apartments that were made for senior citizens. Okay. And that was, well, yeah. It's not called the, I don't know when it is. Maybe it was already. What was the name of the original festival in LaRue? The original name, it's a variance on that now. What was it called originally? Yeah, that was when Harry Roberts was the kingpin in that festival. And I was the announcer for the parade every year. And one year, Jim Thorpe's daughter came with his medals from the Olympics. Never will forget that. Okay. But my question was, give me the original title of the downtown festival in LaRue. Now, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago that it was called that. And I tell you, time flies. Absolutely flies. Give me the name of the original name of the festival in downtown LaRue. And I used to ride my bicycle to MC that parade. I would ride my bike from Clarendon, 22 miles, to LaRue. And then I would have to ride home. Oh, boy. Try to get home before dark. Yep. That was years ago. That was a timely parade, too. That was a good one. But what was the original name of the festival? I'm surprised, people. Laruleans, are you there? Anyone else remember the original title of the downtown festival in LaRue? It had a variation on that title this year. 11:26 and a half is the time. Okay, how about another question? If you ever went to Branson, Missouri, you might have took a little extra trip and went west. Just outside of Branson is another big to-do. They have a live drama. It's kind of like, you know, we've had those dramas in Ohio. They have a live drama in this city on the west side of Branson. Can you name the city? It's a real tourist attraction, with gift shops and everything else. Yeah, can you name the city? 7403-3-9944. All right. Are you? Did anyone fall asleep while I was talking? Maybe so. Or none of you have named a city in Ohio named for a vegetable. I know one city is Celeryville. That's not what I'm looking for. And there's no city in Ohio by the name of Red Beet or Carrot City, is there? or Radish, Ohio. But there is another city with a vegetable name in Ohio. What is it? 7403-3-9944. We're coming up on 11:28. Give me a buzz right now and you could win a Zambezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, the Dublin Irish Festival, or a regular zoo, a pair of zoo tickets. Yeah, you can win all that. Or part of it. Okay. Another question is, there is a canal located at the top of Michigan between Michigan and Ontario. A little canal, which all the ships going from one lake to another must pass, at least from Lake Superior, has to pass through this canal. Now, what would that be? What's the name of that canal? Up above, and there's, it's called, well, there's a city in Canada and one in Michigan with the same name of the canal. What would it be? Okay. All right. Here's another. Not too far away. Not too far away is a city in another county where they have a blueberry festival. Can you name that city that has a yearly blueberry festival? All right. And there's a city in down in Georgia that has a special onion. I think it's Georgia. Pretty sure it is. Oh, here we go. Just a second now. Hang on. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, were you looking for the Sioux Locks up here in northern Michigan?
Sioux St. Marie, yeah. Right. Okay. Hey, would you like a prize today?
Yeah, what do we got?
Ted, did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio?
Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Yeah, would you like Zambezi Bay or the zoo?
What do you got?
A what? No food, no food.
GRB, OMW,
oh, okay.
Be there
well,
in a few. You may think
wild.
That these kinds of things are fine because
they're wild? Yeah.
And easily
what's your name?
Stoplight.
That
but no,
it.
Answering one text will take your attention.
All right, thank you.
5 seconds.
Okay.
Traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, I think I'm back. Okay. All right. Yeah, you might have heard our winner there. Pat was our winner. He gets a ticket to the Wilds. That's good. That's a great place. And you know what? Marion Shovels created that area. Now, how did they do that? A shovel from Marion, Ohio created the Wilds? Yeah. It wasn't overnight, that's for sure. Okay, so now here. Years ago, the Marion Power Shovel Company built drag lines that, oh my land, the biggest objects in the world practically. And these drag lines dug up all this dirt down to get the coal. Well, they finally got there. And boy, I tell you, they sold coal like it was coming out of their mouth. And after they got all the coal out, the government came along and said, okay, folks, your profit is done. Now you have to return the area you just dug up with Marion Power Shovels. You've got to return that to its original stature, original shape, and vegetation. And they said, yeah, I could just hear someone say, hey, Cass, how do we do that? But, yeah, they had, now that's the Marion Power Shovels dug all this. And then what happened to the shovels? They're not digging there anymore. They're gone. The shovels were dismantled. Yeah, the big one, the Mountaineer that was over at Cadiz, they chopped it up into little pieces. And it's part of people's cars now. Or something else metal. The same way with the big one that... Oh, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead. Hello, caller.
Yes, am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Oh, I had some information that I was trying to collect.
Okay, good.
Business. Can I get another number?
Well, not now until after 12 o'clock.
Okay. I'm wondering, when do you announce the obituaries on the air?
Yes, we do.
What time?
Various times. Usually just shortly after the hour. Do you have one you'd like to announce?
No, but I might be sending you some.
Oh, good.
And I will do that, but I just wondered when they were announced.
Okay,
and
yes. Several times.
You have a place on your website where you post them as well?
I don't know. I really don't know, but you can find out if you call Scott right at noon today.
Okay, I'll do that. Well, thank you very,
excellent,
very much.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, that's an important thing. Local radio is just about non-existent anymore. I mean, that we're used to. You have to admit that over the years, everybody turned to WMRN. I mean, it was an automatic thing. And now its local input is not what it once was. Now, I started working there 9 years after they went on the air. And I can remember how we strived to serve Marion with everything we could, publicity for projects and different things. And we did, I think, a good job. And then all of a sudden, iHeartRadio, of course, bought the station. iHeart went bankrupt. And I don't know if that's why they sold out to another company and dropped all the local stuff. Maybe they I don't know. Do they still have anything local? 740-383-9944. But it's a shame, really. You've got to have local input. And that's what we strive to do here at WWGH. That's why we have obituaries on the air every day, several times. And let me see, I could tell you specifically, if I could just get the sheet here. Yeah, obituaries are on so many times a day. And I'm glad that lady called. Well, 11:36 is the time. Okay, going back to questions. what were we asking? Oh, a city in Ohio named after a vegetable, or a city in Ohio that sports the annual Apple Festival. Yeah, it's a city that has a designated title to have, oh good, how about that? Schedule is on
the web.
Oh, on the web.
Yes.
Okay.
Website.
This is WO6.
That's, yeah,
I,
right?
I believe they don't teach cursive anymore.
No, I can do cursive.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, you know, you go to an institution like Ohio Health, and I kid them there when I go there. I said, I see now why they don't teach cursive. Everything is done on computer.
That is true.
Yeah, but it's on our webpage.
The entire schedule.
Okay, now how do we get to our webpage?
WWGH1071.com.
Yeah, okay. And I do that quite often.
Yes.
And now if you scroll down, you get a live feed.
Live feed and also archives of shows.
Yeah, oh, shows galore.
Years.
Yeah, okay. All right, so our obituary schedule is on the web. WWGH, okay. Yeah, see? And that lady is so thankful that we do that. Good to hear. Okay, where were we here? It's the day before the 4th, isn't it? I got to hang our flag. That's right. I've got to hang the flag that was given to me by Congressman Clarence Brown. How many years ago? It was 1977 that Clarence Brown gave me a box, and in that box was a flag that flew over the Capitol. And he said, you know, we're not supposed to give these to just anybody. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Good morning. You're just talking about the obituaries.
Yes.
I'm one of those persons that don't have all these fancy things.
Oh, you got to get those fancy things.
But the obituaries, I'm so glad that you do that for us that listen to the radio most of the day.
Oh, that's right. You only need your radio, yeah.
Yeah, and to me, I think it's 10 after 10.
Yeah.
10 after 2 and 10 after 4, I believe it is.
Okay. It's so nice that we do that because we are the only ones doing it.
You are. I think WMRN used to do it, and then they stopped doing it.
That's right.
I'm a radio listener. And so I was always switching back and forth to WMRN or WWGH.
Yeah.
And I really do miss the locals on WMRN.
Yeah, they're gone.
Yes, they are. And I don't know if they'll ever come back or not.
It's doubtful, I would think.
Yeah, but I do appreciate WWGH. And someday I'd like to see WWGH, which Marion, or WMRN, used to do, was have people call in for recipes or give recipes.
Oh, yes.
That Scott gave you here a couple weeks ago. And I thought, we should take time, maybe one time, to do that and see how it
goes. You know, people can do that anytime they like. I'm open for all that.
That was quite a thing for WMRN. And I think a cookbook of, give me her name. It was so famous at WMRN.
Madge?
Who?
The Orbit Cookbook?
Yes. I think maybe that came from that. I don't know for sure. But
let's see, one of the announcers that was on the air with Madge at that time was Charlie... what was his last name? He moved to Albany, New York.
Mm-hmm.
He had a real deep voice.
Yes, I remember. Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And,
yeah.
But anyway, because I have a question for the caller.
Oh.
My mother used to make sour cream cookies.
Yeah.
And I think that was before sour cream came into the grocery stores.
That was when you used to have to let your cream out on the porch and hope it lightened.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. I know you didn't used to keep your milk or leave your milk out while it's thunder and lightning.
Yes, right.
And but anyway, and then my grandmother used to make cottage cheese on the stove.
Oh.
And I remember her doing that.
Yeah, I wonder how you do that.
Well, she would put the milk in a pan and it had a strainer. It was a good size.
Yes.
And she evidently would let that milk come to...
What would make it curdle?
Well, I think probably the heat or maybe just sitting out, not being in the icebox okay. at that time.
It sounds almost like, you know, when they make cheese, they put some bacteria in it that uh-huh. makes the cheese.
Yeah, but all that cottage cheese was good.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, my gracious, I should say. Yeah. So.
I remember growing up in Bucyrus, Lone Pine Dairy had the best cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you remember a lot of things,
Yeah, I should. Like I said, you and I were about the same age, and I remember a lot of things. So I'm thinking, you know, a lot of times, you know, the younger generation that I call are still working.
Yes.
Near retirement, but still working. And I think, you know, the older ones, you and I have been so blessed that we're still in our own homes. And I don't know if you're in nursing homes, if you have radios or not.
I think they could.
You know, they could call in, because I'm sure they would know a lot of your questions.
That's right.
But I do enjoy this WWGH.
Well, that's good.
That is part of Marion City.
I just wish everybody in Marion knew we were here.
Yes, so I want to thank Scott or whoever started this
very much for that.
But, the recipes I really, really like to hear from.
You're talking about a sour cream cookie?
Uh-huh.
You'd like that recipe?
I would.
Oh, okay, we'll get it for you.
Yes, I would.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, right on. Bye. Okay, there's your challenge, listeners. I need a sour cream cookie recipe. Now, who out there among all the listeners can give us a sour cream cookie recipe?
I wrote this in cursive, too.
Okay, look at that. All right. Madge Cooper, 4th of July tradition on Ben Franklin will be played in her... Oh, really? Okay. And she used to do that out at the... Okay, yeah. 4th of July, mac and cheese recipe. Whew, mac and cheese. Okay, oh, wait. The phone's ringing. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, my mom used to take a tablespoon of vinegar and put it in her milk to make the sour cream.
Oh, I'll be doggone. Well, that sounds practical. Okay.
That's what she used to do.
Okay. Yeah, do you have a sour cream cookie recipe?
No, I don't have a sour cream cookie recipe.
Well, maybe in the next 15 minutes we'll get one, and if we don't, I'll strive for it the day after the 4th.
Okay.
We'll be back on Friday.
Okay, thank you, Charlie.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Yes. I remember a long time ago on MRN, I got into this big recipe venture. And one of the girls, and one of the Thiel girls, I can't remember her full name. She was so good. A real cook. And she's probably still cooking.
Hey, Ted, what's the best part about being so well-known?
Well, meeting all kinds of new people, you know, taking pictures and signing autographs.
That's great. What's the worst part?
That after selling a 500,000 autographs, I've got the worst case of carpal tunnel syndrome since John Hancock.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak. I'd walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
You want to know something interesting? I have my oxygen tank right next to my face, well, so I can read it, and it's hardly gone down at all since I've been on the air, because I have it on conserve. That means that only when I breathe do I get oxygen. And so, or, you know, when you talk, you're breathing a lot. And I noticed my oxygen level is up nicely. And so it pays to talk a lot. And that's what I'm doing. And I'm keeping my, at this rate, I can get another day out of this tank. Wow. Or if I have to go somewhere. If I have to go to a restaurant. And, boy, would I like it. And I'm not supposed to eat. I'm on a salt-free diet. I'm not supposed to eat anything Chinese. Oh, are they kidding? Oh, I drove 500 miles to get a hot and sour soup the other day at the King of Prussia in Pennsylvania. Oh, so good. I got a picture of it. I could put it on the internet, but wouldn't do any good unless you could taste it. Okay. But my meter here shows just below full tank. Wow. And that's me talking a lot. Okay, and once again, the Madge Cooper 4th of July tradition on Ben Franklin will be played on her own, in her own words. Yes, in Madge's own words at 12:10 today. 12, that's 10 minutes after I got off. 4th of July mac and cheese recipe. 4th of July mac and cheese. Now, isn't that funny? Americans are going to live and die on mac and cheese. What is it that's so good about mac and cheese? Now, you see, I'm from a different era. And why? When mac and cheese is mentioned, and I've talked about this, I see a macaroni casserole bubbling in the oven. It's just macaroni and cheese. Well, yeah, macaroni and cheese. And I never liked the smell of it. I guess that's why I'm so down on mac and cheese. But yet everybody else in the world loves mac and cheese. Interesting, eh? Okay. Now let me see here. What else can I talk about today? Yeah, there's a lot of interesting things. Like, there's a town down south that has a vegetable that you can buy in the stores up here. It's a little higher than the average price for that particular vegetable. Now, what would that be? What vegetable am I talking about? It comes from down south, I think in Georgia, probably. And it's delicious. And they're not that all bitey. You could probably eat one of these like an apple and survive. Now, what is that? What is that vegetable? Or can you tell me where the Apple Festival is held every year? In that little it's a small town. About, what, in the middle or just below the middle of Ohio? Okay. And there is a town in Ohio that has a festival named after, oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
The Apple Festival is held in Jackson.
Yes, Jackson, Ohio.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, would you like a prize today?
No, I can't win a prize.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, thanks.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah, Jackson, Ohio. Their water tank is painted like an apple. Oh, here's a question I want. Oh, yeah. I'm glad she called. Now, if you were to look across Marion at a certain level, there was something you would see now that you never saw a few weeks ago. I don't know just how long. Maybe even a few days ago. There's something, if you looked across Marion at the skyline, there's something that shot up, that is up in the skyline of Marion. What is it? I'll give you a prize on that one, that's for sure. Yeah, it's right not in this neighborhood. So, now get this. If you were looking at Marion from a distance, you would see the courthouse. Yes, that's one of the tallest things you'd see. You might see the water tower on Gurley Hill. You might see the wind generators at Whirlpool. But this newest one is what? It's on the skyline. It's a occupant of the Marion skyline. Now, do I have you thinking? I hope so. Get those things in your brain working. What, you know, a skyline, you're looking straight across Marion, and you're looking to all these things that stick up in the skyline. Like I say, the courthouse and these other things. But there's something brand new. Brand new. It's not a water tower. Well, yes, it is. God, I can never. Why do I always do this? I give away more answers. It's a water tower. It's the water tower there by Tri Rivers and Menards. Okay, so I just gave that away. Now, do you agree? If you were coming in from the east, especially, and looked across Marion, that water tower would stick right up there. Yeah, it's tall. And it's not like the regular water tower on legs. This water tower is on cement. It's all cement. Okay, I just thought I'd remind you of that. So when you're driving out that way by Tri Rivers and Meyer and all those, you look over there, a new object on the Marion skyline. Okay, if you keep listening long enough, Everest gives away most of the answers. But I haven't given away the city in Ohio named for a vegetable. I haven't given that away yet, although I did tell you there's one called Celeryville. And boy, are they working up there now. Man, they're trying to catch up on vegetable production. Onions, celery, oh, you name it. I don't know if they'll ever get caught up on celery. But they have a fleet of trucks that run out of Willard all over the country. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Would it be Vandalia?
No, Vandalia. Hey, that's a good question. But, yeah, the Vandalia is a vegetable, but that's not the one.
Okay,
thanks. Okay, yeah. Oh, it's real simple. You'll say, yeah, when I give you the answer. You'll say, well, why didn't I think of that? It's quite obvious. A city in Ohio named after a vegetable. 7403-39944. So there's Vandalia, Ohio. That's over in western Ohio. There's a Celeryville, Ohio. And this... Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you did give it away, that one, too, if it's Lima, if it's what I'm talking about.
Lima?
Yeah. You had said that before.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, I give everything away eventually.
That's okay.
Okay.
And actually, the obituaries are 8-10, 10-10, 12-10, and 4-10.
Good. Okay.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, a program that's needed in Marion is a replacement for Tradio.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That really impacted more people than any other single
thing.
Yeah,
isn't it? Now, Jeff was good sports broadcast.
He was the most patient person
I've
ever heard.
Yes.
I wouldn't have the patience to do Tradio.
Yeah, I used to talk to myself when I hearing him.
Yeah.
Jeff, you're so nice to these people.
Right.
They're not buying anything.
Right. Plus, he remembered what everybody had for sale.
Yeah, right.
Said, oh, you haven't sold your chair yet? You want to put that on?
It was a whole world for Jeff.
It was.
Oh, my.
I think he just loved to talk to the people.
I think so,
you
yeah.
know. But, you know, like your station, it would be tough to run a Tradio with a single incoming line.
Yeah, oh, that's for sure,
you know,
yeah.
Because they had three lines, and it makes the continuity of the whole thing
yes,
go.
Yes, right.
When all you got to do is pick up the next line right away and keep on going.
Right, yeah.
So,
yeah.
It is a needed...
So, hey, I never thought of Vandalia, Ohio.
Yeah, but I think wasn't your answer the other one, the Vidalia onions?
Yes, Vidalia onion, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah, which is, they're not really Vandalias, they're Vidalias.
Oh, is it Vidalia?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Hey, that's great.
All right.
Vidalia.
Talk to you, Charlie.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Vidalia, yes. Hey, that's good. We've only got 2.5 minutes left in this program today. But hey, I'm all for you wanting a particular recipe, like sour cream cookies. Now, I know you can punch that up on Google. You can Google the heck out of most anything. But, oh, yes. So, 11:57 is the time. And I've got plenty of oxygen left. I could be on here all day. But hey, if you come up with a sour cream cookie recipe, a good one, save it for Friday. I'll be on the air Friday. Oh, wait a second. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hello, Charlie.
Yes.
Hey, did you ever get an answer to the skyline of Marion?
No. Well, no. I gave it away.
Did you? I hadn't been listening.
Okay, it's a water tower.
Yes.
Yeah, it's quite prominent.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
All right, well, thank you, Charlie. Thanks. Looks like more storms coming in.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
All right.
Okay, bye. All right, yeah. The skyline has changed because out at Tri Rivers and Menards, they got that big water tank. It's not really a tower, it's a tank, isn't it? Or if it was full of corn, it'd be a silo, okay? Or a grain bin, but it's full of water from the Aqua Company out west of Marion. Can you imagine how far they have to pump that water? Now, I'm told, too, over the years, there's been a reservoir of water out in front of Marion Correctional Institution, and that they were using that to kind of feed into the west end of Marion at high-use times. You know, I ought to have somebody from a water company on explain all that. Explain how they are going to use the new water tower. Okay, 11:59. We're coming up, and I've still got plenty of oxygen. Man, I've talked so much, I've hardly used any. That's great, and I feel good. Oh, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead. Go ahead.
For the town, I'm going to guess romaine.
Romaine? Oh, no, it was Lima, Ohio.
Oh, it was Lima?
Lima.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right.
Okay, goodbye.
Okay, yeah. There's also Celeryville. I have a picture taken of Ed Miller and his wife gathered around the sign at Celeryville one time when we bicycled up there. But Lima and Celeryville and here I was saying Vandalia, but it's Vidalia onions. Okay, and that's it for today. It's been nice having you with us. It's been a lot of fun. We think of something good coming up Friday, like sour cream cookie recipe. So stay tuned. Scott will be along with the news and a little bit of everything. And don't forget, yes, we do.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian and the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
And as I teased before we went to the break there, we have on today a lady who I've had on the program, I believe, 2 times before. But every time she comes on, I am excited. She's one of the most kind is the word I think of when I think of this woman, people that I have ever talked to, and I can tell you, I won't name names, but there are people who have been in Hollywood and had a great career who are not as kind as you might think they are. This woman exceeds the kindness that you might think she would be. She has the greatest laugh in the world, and she was the voice of one of the greatest villains in Disney history, Ursula from The Little Mermaid. And along the way, she did a lot of great game shows and television series and worked with people like Jimmy Durante, Gloria Swanson, Danny Thomas, Sid Caesar. The list goes on and on. She is amazing, the amazing Pat Carroll. Pat, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Scott. Now I'm going to have to be a because you said so much about me nice. But I'll tell you, Scott, it's one of the easiest things in the world. And I wish with all the things they have going on about doing this and doing that, if we were all just more kind to each other. think of yourself in relationship to other people. And they go through the same things you do. And just be kind. It's so easy. It's so simple.